You never tire of the view from where you perch. Barely tilting your head, you look up into the night sky. The streak of the Milky Way flows in the direction you will go in the early light, but that is still some hours off. You have some itch in your feathers and on your skin, but you do not reach down to preen them, for it is the quiet time when you move as little as possible. Though you are one of the largest parrots in the world, a scarlet macaw, and not many hunters could take you without some risk to themselves, your parents taught you to be still in the night, for there are always eyes watching you, wanting you. You may not be able to see them, but they can see you. You have grown out of your chick fear at last, but it is not for yourself that you remain vigilant. It is for your mate and two feathering children in the cavity several feet below your night perch. You are the sole watcher in this time of nesting, when couples move away from each other to raise their young. Those you protect are counting on you to keep watch, for if danger should come, they would be trapped in their tree cavity home. You can still rest, because only one half of your brain sleeps at a time, while the other half remains alert. With your foot tendon locking mechanism, you expend no energy to perch, so you are both watchful and restful. You tilt your head to the other side as a soft wind tussles your feathers. In the far distance, you see the white sliver flying slowly up out of the tops of the tree branches. You breathe deep, glad of the company of this familiar friend, for it means that brighter light and warmth is not far away with the coming day. You wish your mate was here with you, so that you could lean into her, mixing her smell with that of the thousand flowers adorning the many trees around you. One more growing and shrinking of the white sliver, and then your children will be out of the cavity, and you can watch the dancing of the white starbirds together through the long, dark hours. Content with the memory of children long gone, and the bright future for these two current youngsters, your eyelids droop, and soon you are asleep, and then into dream time. Your feathers fluff as images of rich seeds and bright flowers slowly move across your consciousness, and then you have a flash of a memory from decades before, when you were the age of your current chicks. You had no siblings, for one had died in the egg, and another had been taken horrifyingly in front of you by a forest falcon. Your mother and father had been out foraging for you both, and had been gone when that fierce death had come. You can still remember your mother's cries when she came to the nest and found her youngest gone, and how both parents had growled at the slightest provocation for several days afterwards. The dream turned darker, for now you recall your mother's solitary moans when your father failed to return one afternoon. You were hungry, but there was no food in mother's crop, for father had not come. You began to cry, and mother covered you with her wings as she had when you were egg fresh, but the hunger and fear lingered throughout the night and into the many weeks afterwards. Your wings flick as the moon rises, acting out a chick's begging behavior, and you jerk awake. You see now that the sky is lighter, though your heart is heavier than before the dream. Mother never knew what had happened to father, but when he had gotten older, she had said that she suspected it was the two-legged one. Sometimes they climbed high into the trees and set sticky vine traps to take parrots from their homes and families. You shake your whole body with the sound of rushing feathers brushing against one another, trying to rid yourself of any lingering fear and loss. Forest falcons and two-leggeds had to be watched carefully, for they would take what was yours and leave you with a torn heart. But not today, you promise yourself and your family as you bow your head to the brighter light gathering below the moon. You hear a soft cluck from the nest home, for your mate has heard your feathers shaking. You call back, ever so soft, only for her and the chicks. You then hear a bustle of feathers, and there, oh, so darkly red and wondrous, you see your beloved come out of the cavity and walk towards you. You step towards her as well. And then comes the most pleasurable beginning of any day. You bury your beak in her neck feathers and hers in yours, fluffing your feathers in delight. It's as if your two bodies have become one, beaks moving over feathers entwined, the mutual preening itself a promise of commitment and care. The sun's flight is now more visible, and then with a playful nip at your mate, both your feathers sleek, and then still, as if one, you jump off the branch and fall into the river gorge. It takes a few beats, but soon you are flying wingtip to wingtip. You can feel the air move with every wing flap of hers, and it is as if you were still touching one another, still preening. This flying with a mate is ecstasy, and you give voice to it with a loud call that sounds far over the flowing forest. Your mate joins you, and you know that many other living beings can hear you, and that knowing wraps you in a web of belonging, power, and purpose. You now fly quiet, for there is a long flight and day ahead of you. The two chicks now eat more than they will as adults, so quickly are they growing, and the flowering trees you favor are some distance away. They used to be closer, but the two-leggeds have been violent to this area. You wonder if this will be the last season you can use this nest home. Perhaps this is what the hard dream time was telling you. Time to go with the new family, as far as one can go, just so it wouldn't be your last family. The sun is now quite warm and high above the trees when you return to nest home, your crop bulging and your heart beating hard, not just from the flight, but from the strong purpose to give of yourself so life could come from life. You land high in the tree and your mate a bit lower. She slowly moves towards the cavity while you both look carefully around to see if there might be danger. Seeing none, she slips silently into the cavity. It is a large space, so you soon follow, calling the name of each chick in turn as you enter. They call out your given name in between gulping breakfast down from their mother, and then it is your turn. It is like all burdens have lightened as you empty your crop into theirs. So great is the satisfaction to care for these two. You climb up to the entrance, keeping watch while you hear murmurs and clucks below you. You imagine your chicks bowing their heads and holding their wings out as mother nibbles on the many sheath-enclosed feathers, helping them to break free so that the feathers can grow. The children follow their mother's lead, returning the nibbling to each other, to their mother, and to every piece of chewed wood around them. Unable to resist this preen ball of love beneath you, you back down and offer your beak and body to the other three. Then you are struck by a vision, as if a dream. One day soon, the four of you will be flying wing to wing, and others of your kind will join you as in the olden days, your flock line stretching from nearly sun's rising to sun's falling, an extension of the living, breathing forest beneath you. And once again, you recall your mother's words. No matter the grief and loss, never give up on the power of love.